Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, it's Zach and Laura. This is Marriage Therapy Radio. Thanks for listening. Today we are talking about hacks, marriage hacks, things that you can do in your own brain that don't require a ton of energy, that don't require your partner at all, and have a large return on investment. And it's one of my favorite things to do, talk about, because it's a great way to do very little and get a lot of benefit. And since we recorded, I've thought of like three more. So if you're interested in this episode and you're interested in learning more about marriage hacks, shoot us an email after we're done and I'll be happy to share more. Okay, stick around. Hey.
Hi.
Do you know what this is? Do you know what today is? You know what this is right now?
What? We're recording a podcast.
I know, but it's our 52nd podcast. It's number 52.
That's awesome.
This was our.
Is that significant?
This was our target.
Is to get to 52.
Yeah, 52. Like we were trying to do a weekly podcast. It took us a year and a half, but we've got 52 episodes now.
All right.
I think that's really cool.
Congratulations. I'll give you a distance high five.
Okay. yeah, but you know, they always say like you're supposed to do a podcast for a year before you figure out what you're doing.
That's true.
Now we can figure out what we're doing.
You know what would be really interesting is if listeners, after listening to our podcast, if you have suggestions, like one of the things that we're toying with is the idea of bringing on other experts, somebody that might specialize in addiction, somebody that might specialize in sex, somebody might specialize, whatever. So that's something that we wanted to do after we hit 52. If you're interested in that, cool. Send us an email, give us some suggestions. If you don't like something that we're doing, tell us and we'll promptly delete your email. And then, just kidding.
Or if you know an expert or if you are an expert and you want to be on our podcast, let us know.
Hit us up.
The other thing, what else are we doing in year two? You know, we're starting about ebooks, right? We're going to have some ebooks in year two.
Yeah. Did I tell you this? Probably not. This is just between Jason and myself. We are going to be on Spotify. And I think that's super cool because I listen to Spotify through my Alexa in the kitchen. So I think it would be really neat for me to just listen to my own podcast while I'm cooking in the kitchen.
On Spotify.
Yeah. It's happening and ebooks are happening and we have tomorrow.
What's tomorrow? Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it won't be tomorrow for people who are listening.
That's right. Cause we record this like 4 days in advance before we drop it. So we're pretty up to date when we talk about what's going on in our lives. It's really happening like within 7 days, but we're going to be doing, the clinic, which is the live webinar and that's happening on January 10th. So you can see how delayed we are when this comes out.
And then after January 10th is January 11th. And you know what January 11th is.
That's your anniversary. I say that with a question mark. And you were celebrating 2021?
No, it's the anniversary of our first date and the anniversary of the day we got engaged. And that's the day that we go to Olive Garden and we watch The American President.
Okay. Do you get the same thing when you go to Olive Garden?
96. Be 23 years.
23. All right.
Well. Yeah.
Cool, man.
Have you seen any movie 23 times?
Probably Elf. I mean, Elf is just an American classic. Yeah, I have. Yeah, Christmas Cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
All right.
Yeah. You can't hate me for liking Elf. Nothing.
I hate you for liking Elf.
I have a loud puppy. I know you don't have the dog gene, but he's in my home office with me and I'm just trying to keep him busy chomping on anything other than like my toys or furniture or anything. I'm in the throes of being basically like a stay at home mommy with this puppy. He's just consuming my life, but this is what I wanted. So this is what I have.
Okay.
Yeah. What's new with you?
I have a little bit of the opposite going on because yesterday I put my 16-year-old on a plane by herself to go to work in Los Angeles.
Amazing.
By herself.
Amazing.
So she is down there on her own without mom or dad.
Oh my gosh.
And she comes back tomorrow.
I guarantee she's going to be just fine. She's light years beyond 16. I'm sure she's going to be just fine.
No, yeah, she's totally fine. That's she met some friends of ours who are taking her to work today, and they're picking her up, and then she's coming home tomorrow. Awesome. She's going to hang out and do her thing. But
very cool.
Her show premieres tonight. So, yeah. That's so actually, great. if you're listening to this after July 9th and before July 16th,
July?
The show, it's called Schooled.
January?
Premieres tonight. The 9th, yeah, January.
January, not July.
I'm sorry, January.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always do that. I'm dyslexic. Here's some things I'm dyslexic about. I'm dyslexic about July and January.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dyslexic about August and October.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dyslexic about Lisa and Jill.
Oh, that's a weird one. The Lisa and Jill one, I don't understand.
I call Lisa's Jill and I call Jill's Lisa a lot.
Cool. Getting to know you.
Anyway, if you're watching this, if you're listening to this before January 16th, tonight, January 16th, is when Abby premieres on the sitcom. And she is, her character's name is Becky, and she's in on this show called Schooled. So look for her.
Cool. That's awesome.
Anyway,
so you had something you really want to talk about that's marriage related, not related to us. Let's dive into that.
Yeah, no, so we've been talking a little bit about this idea of marriage, right? And how you guys, or how people can improve their marriages and how two people can get together. And I've been really working on this one question with a couple of clients in particular, because they are in relationships that feel a little lopsided to them. Mm. And so I was trying to figure out, how do we help people affect their marriage by themselves?
Mm-hmm.
So we know that a lot of you listen to this probably on your own and not with your partner.
Yeah.
And so this is the episode for you, because you don't need your partner to participate at all in what we're about to talk about. So
I'm kind of curious, because this is what happens with me, is I'll be listening to a podcast and then I will come home and I will say, hey, did you hear this? Or did you know this? Or what you had mentioned, I think, in the last podcast is you will find like a 2-minute snippet out of a 20-minute podcast that you will share with Rebecca, just so you guys can share some intellectual intimacy, to share some ideas on some things, get her input. But I'm wondering if our listeners say, hey, I heard this really interesting thing and I wanted to share it with you. Or if you just kind of take that information in by yourself and you mull it over and you test it out on your relationship, which I'm kind of thinking is probably the latter. I'm thinking that people are probably keeping things to themselves and just trying to affect change all on their own, based on a book they're reading, a podcast that they're listening to, a conversation that they had with their individual therapist, whatever it might be.
Well, and I would even go one step further, which is that I want to encourage you to keep this a secret. Just try it out and see if it changes your relationship. Because
social experiment, I like it.
I think it's more effective for you, I think, if you see results without cluing your partner in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a fun way to manipulate your partner, but for good, right? And so here's an example of what I'm talking about. In fact, there's a guy that I like. His name is Eli Finkel. He wrote this book called The All or Nothing Marriage. And I've seen a couple of his YouTubes and I've read a couple of his articles. But he basically coined this phrase called the marriage hack. Mm. And he defines a hack as basically something that you can do with little energy that you don't need your partner to do, that that has a big return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of effort, a lot of results.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things he talks about is this idea of attribution. And I don't know if you want to like draw this out, but he basically puts attribution on this quadrant where there's internal and external and temporary and permanent. And so if you think about a quadrant, you get four different combinations, right? You can have plus, 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 minus, minus, whatever. And to simplify it, he basically says, when you observe a negative behavior in your partner, do the work in your own brain of attributing that to a temporary external condition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you observe a positive behavior, do the work in your brain of attributing that to an internal
positive
permanent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. An internal permanent condition.
Mm-hmm.
So an example, Laura gets on my case because I'm late a lot, right? Like, and I sometimes don't manage my time very well. And so if I get on the call and Laura says something like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Right.
Why are you late?
Congratulations
all the time?
For
like,
making
what's
me
your
wait.
Problem?
Yeah.
Why are you so insensitive? That's her taking a negative behavior and making that an internal permanent condition of it's about my character.
Right.
Versus if you in your own brain, Laura said, hey, you're late. Is everything okay? Like, did you get stuck in traffic or something?
Yeah.
And making that a temporary external condition.
Mm-hmm.
She's manipulating me to be less defensive, right? She's
right.
already conditioned me to say, I feel like I'm talking to people in Radio Land or whatever instead of to you who I'm actually
no,
talking to.
No, I get it. I get it. Absolutely. Well, because the whole part of like conditioning you to be less defensive is that what we talk about is this idea of just when you're criticizing your partner, you're taking something external and you're internalizing it. So you're taking that negative characteristic or that negative thing that happened and you're making it a permanent internal characteristic of your partner, which will of course make them defensive, because why wouldn't you be defensive if your partner called you lazy or called you stupid or called you whatever awful name that you could criticize your partner for? So, yeah.
Well, and it works in the converse too, because Finkel uses this other example. I mean, he uses a couple examples. He actually uses the late example, but he uses this example too of, like if you brought me a gift or if my wife brought me a gift home from work, I could attribute that to an internal permanent condition about her, which is to say, oh man, she's so kind and generous. Like
mm-hmm.
that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I could also attribute that to a temporary external condition, which would be something like, well, she probably just brought me that because she wanted to re-gift something she got
right.
from a friend.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
To take away from her the positive attribute. And again, she might be re-gifting it because she got it from a friend and she might be just kind of lazy and passing on something to me. But if I do the work in my own brain mm-hmm. of attributing that to her character,
mm-hmm.
then I set her up to be generous and kind, and I don't condition her to be defensive or ashamed about the fact that she just got this, you know,
so
groovy thing that she passed
now,
on.
Now, does Eli Finkel, does he say that you should say these characteristics out loud, that you should make these attributions to your partner verbally and out loud, sort of like positively
well, I mean,
stroking
them? Who
knows
them? What the words are, right? Who knows what the words that come out of your mouth are? I'm just talking about the practice in your own brain
right.
of observing positive behavior and making that about character.
Got it.
Observing negative behavior and making that about circumstance.
Okay.
Even if it is about character. Because even if it is about character, I'm still setting the conversation up for repair, right? I'm still setting the conversation up to work better. I'm not even, again, this has nothing to do with your partner. This has 100% to do with your own brain and how you set yourself up or condition them to respond to whatever is going to come out of your mouth.
Yeah, I like it. I really like that.
Isn't that wicked?
It's powerful.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, and we talk a lot about how your mind is so stinking powerful and how you have the opportunity to choose the lenses in which you look at your relationship through. So if you're waking up in the
yeah.
morning and you're in a crummy mood and you decide, you know what, this morning, I'm just going to put my shit colored glasses on. I'm going to look at my partner and I'm going to see all their flaws because that's all you're going to see. You were telling me a story about what you do with clients when they walk in your office with your postcards. Tell that because that's interesting. I really like
yeah.
the exercise.
Yeah, it basically comes down to this notion that you see what you're looking for. So in my office, I have these two kind of wall hangings and they have about...
2, 3, 4, 5.
There's about 15 postcards on there that are quirky postcards that I got. And they have all kinds of different weird images on them. And so sometimes I'll just say, hey, look over there and tell me what you see. And so they'll look a little bit and almost invariably they turn back to me and I'll say, what did you see?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll see the ninja. There's a bear and there's also a handgun. And there's two reasons that they see them, I think. One is that they're pretty distinct. Like those three images are they stand out on the
mm-hmm.
thing. So it's kind of cheating. But I think the other thing is all three of those things are threatening, right? We know how to make meaning of a bear or a ninja or a gun. They're harmful. And so people, in this case, they see the thing that is threatening to them. And I think because that's what they're conditioned to see. And so then I'll say, well, look back and what else do you see that could be not threatening or could be, you know, kind of lovely. And there's
right.
there's a priest on there and there's a pink pony and there's a coyote with a big smile and a necklace. And they'll turn back to me and inevitably they'll say, I didn't even see that. Didn't
wow.
even see those things the
yeah.
first time.
Yeah.
And it just goes to me to say, like, again, we see what we're trained to see.
Right.
A really good example, and you can do this in your own house tonight, is to like even say to your partner something like, hey, look around the room and spot all of the red things that are in this room.
Mm-hmm.
let's just play a game and just see if you can find all the red things.
Yeah.
And then have them close their eyes and say, now tell me, where are all the green things in this room?
Mm-hmm.
And they won't be able
focused,
to tell you.
Yeah.
There'll be a ton of green things in the room, but they won't be able to tell you because
right.
we're looking for what we want to see.
Right.
And I think if you want to see your partner be gracious and mm-hmm. kind and loving and attractive and then you'll see that if mm-hmm. you're looking for that. If you want to see them be dirty and gross and mean and a bully, then you'll see that. And
yeah.
Again, that doesn't have anything at all to do with your partner. It has 100% to do with what you do in your own brain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a sort of a second hack, I guess.
Yeah. No, I like that a lot. And it's interesting because I have this idea of this gratitude practice, which is huge in positive psychology right now, but I have a journal that I keep, and it's not even really a journal. It's more of a daily planner where I write down sort of the three things I'm more focused on and some small baby steps I can take and then whatever. It's called the Push Journal, and you can get it on Amazon if you're interested in checking that out. And I really enjoy it. They're 30-day planner journal things. But one thing that it asked me
to do— Are you saying that
this
podcast is sponsored by Amazon.com?
No, it's sponsored by the Push Journal by Shalene Johnson,
oh,
which
right
is
on.
Another
cool. Thank
podcast.
You, Push Journal, for spot.
Yeah. But I had hold on, let me finish
on,
my idea.
I want to tell you this one. I want to tell you this one thing, though. There's a guy that I know who has a journal like that, and you know what he calls it?
What?
He calls it his smile file.
All right. I appreciate you sharing that piece. I actually do. But it asked me
right,
to
journal,
focus
go.
On one thing that I'm grateful for, and I find that it gives me literally one line, and the more every day that I write in this journal, the longer that line gets expanded. I start expanding into other areas, because I'm looking for it. And my brain has been trained every morning to be thinking about something that I'm grateful for. And I want to make it different. So I'm not just sort of saying the same thing over and over. I'm grateful for this house. I'm grateful for my husband, blah, blah, blah. But now I'm thinking, what else am I grateful for? Well, I'm grateful that I don't have a head cold. I'm grateful that I don't snort and cough all the time. I'm grateful for whatever it might be. But I have found that having that gratitude practice is small, and there's nobody else in the family that has this gratitude practice, but the way that I look at my family is different. And yesterday my husband called and he said, I'm coming home. And he said, I just have to say, I'm really so very thankful for my family, and kind of came out of the blue of him just sort of verbally cherishing me and our son and the life that we have. And I kind of wondered, like, did I have an impact on my husband? Why is he saying this? He's not a very vocal guy. He doesn't verbally express those things very often. So I kind of wondered if maybe I was hacking my marriage in some way just by having this gratitude practice. But I don't know. We'll see. What's another hack you have? You have anything else?
You know, one thing that you said that makes that this is, I guess, is this another hack maybe is you said something like, I'm grateful that I don't have a da 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 da. I don't remember what it was, just that's fine. But I think there's another thing that I think you can do that's pretty easy, which is just to take the things, take your negative mm-hmm. postures and turn them into positive postures.
Mm-hmm.
So an area that I think I've been paying attention to lately is, you know, I told you we don't drink in January, and you know, I was with somebody the other night and they said, hey, can I get you a drink? And my brain said, no thanks, I'm not drinking. Which just felt kind of like, oh, now I have to explain that and what's that about? But what my mouth said was, oh yeah, thanks. I'll have a ginger ale with lime.
Yeah.
And yeah. It totally changed the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So in a moment when I could have shut down or stopped the momentum or the technically literally a buzzkill, right?
Right.
Like, can I offer you a drink?
No.
I was like, yeah, I'll have a ginger ale.
Yeah.
And that actually was like, and he was like, great, here you go.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have to explain anything. I didn't have to defend anything. It just was kind of back to that thing we were talking about where you start with yes. And so
right.
When you said, I'm thankful that I don't have a da 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 da, I'm not critical of that, but it's like, what would it be like to flip it over and go,
right.
I'm thankful that I do have da 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 da, you know?
Right. Absolutely. It's very interesting. We actually had a listener that wrote in yesterday, and I just responded to her. So she probably got a response, and I didn't even respond to her. So she said, this is what's going on in my marriage. I need some guidance, some support, some help. And basically, you know, we get this a lot where everyone who sits down on the couch, they run through that just like catalog of stuff that's broken, that they're experiencing pain in their relationship. And it's over the last 12 years or 20 years, whatever it might be. And I said, before I respond, I really would love for you to write back and tell me what's going well, because I'm really curious what's working in your relationship. What do you love? What do you appreciate in your partner? What are the characteristics in your partner that you fell in love with and you love every single day? And all I was trying to do is I was getting one side of the picture, but I needed the whole picture. And so asking her about that is going to help her reshift her thinking. And I get it. When people sit down and they have a story and it's all negative and it's all, this is what's going wrong, that's where your mind's at because you're with the therapist. But that's what we're here to do, is to help you to see the full picture and have gratitude and be able to shift your thinking to be able to see the positives. And the more that you shift your thinking to see the positives, the more you're going to see them. So gosh, I really love this idea of marriage hacking. That's a fun concept for me, because I'm lazy. Like I said, I put 80% of energy into everything, which means I need a lot of hacks. So if our listeners have any other marriage hacks as they're listening to this, and they're like, ooh, that's a really cool marriage hack that my friend was doing that I have tried, send it to us. Email us at info@forbetter.us. I would love to hear it, and I'll share it with you.
Yeah, and I think too, keep it a secret. Just try it out for a week. Mm-hmm. Try it out for 1 week, any of this stuff, and tell us if it works, because it is a great way that you can make a difference in your relationship without needing any help from your partner. And it's kind of like a blind research study if you try some of this stuff.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Is this whole like blind research study I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, for those of you who have been listening to all of the episodes on this podcast, I might have mentioned my sex study that I did informally, but I got together a group of girlfriends who all wanted to increase sex and intimacy in the relationship. And so we got together and we devised a plan of how we were going to secretly have more sex with our husbands. And we kind of like hold each other accountable, because we were the low desire partners. And it was very interesting, because the husbands didn't know. And then can you imagine, like, if you were holding a study and all of a sudden your partner comes out of the blue from not wanting sex to having sex like 3 times a day for the next 30 days. Yeah. I mean, it was really fun. We really enjoyed it. But that was my experiment. If you want to hear more about it, email me. I'll tell you more.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I also got an email from a listener yesterday who was listening to the podcast, and she said something about you that I wonder. Do you know who Judy Greer is?
No. Oh, wait.
Judy Greer is an actress. She's all over TV. If you see her, you will know who she is. But this listener is absolutely convinced that you are Judy Greer, pretending to be Laura Hecht because of your voice.
I'll have to look her up. It sounds, Judy is sort of an older generation, right?
No, you guys are about the same. Actually, she's older than you. You'll note that quickly.
But I'm going to have to Google her.
But yeah, I would say you're contemporaries in terms of your energy. So.
Oh, that's fun. Well, I will have to see. Why didn't she email me and tell me I was Judy Greer?
She likes me better.
Probably. We all like you better, Zach. All right. Until next time. Happy 52nd. And happy
52nd. Yeah. Happy 52nd. 23rd. And 23rd.
Yeah. Happy 52nd. And 23rd.
Because I'm going to Olive Garden for the 23rd time in my life.
Hey, I'm going to plug something really fast. If those of you are in the sort of Utah area, I have an event that's coming up, and it's going to be the day after Valentine's Day. And I bring this up because I just want you to start thinking about Valentine's Day. Just be thinking about it, because just as Zach is celebrating his 23rd anniversary, it's a ritual, it's something special. And I think Valentine's Day, as silly as it sounds, everyone has a relationship with Valentine's Day. I just want you to be aware that it's coming up in a month, and you could make it really special. You could use that opportunity. But if you're in Salt Lake on February 15th, I'm going to be doing a date night for 500 people. And if you want to come, that would be awesome. Just visit my website and you can find it. My website, laurahecktherapy.com. All right, Zach, we will see each other soon.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this 52nd episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. We are doing a silent special dance in celebration of getting through our first year of the podcast. If you love the podcast, would you share it on social media? We are hoping to reach as many couples as possible, or even just individuals who can have a massive impact on making changes in their relationship by hacking their marriage. Also something, if you are in the Salt Lake area around Valentine's Day, I will be hosting an event here in Utah, in Salt Lake City, Utah, on February 15th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. And we call it Utah Date Night. If you're interested in finding that, go to utahdatenight.com and you can join us for a special Valentine's Date Night. Thanks so much for all of the time and attention that you are putting into your relationship, making it better today than it was yesterday.